Now please welcome our special guest, the Guinness Book World Record holder for the most people twerking at the same time, author of the memoir God Save the Queen Diva, and star of Fuse TV's reality show Big Frida, Queen of Bounce, it's Big Frida.
How y'all doing? Yes, my New Yorkers.
Big Frida, Queen of Bounce.
You better believe her.
So Bounce started in New Orleans roughly over two decades ago.
Yes.
And when was the first time you experienced it?
Well, it was in middle school. And, I was listening to DJ Jubilee back then. And it was just so phenomenal, like growing up and listening to Bounce music and seeing all the pioneers that started it and now to be a part of it. It's just such an honor for me, and I'm so humble and so blessed for it.
When did you know that you wanted to be part of it? Like, when did you go, this is what I want to do as an artist?
Well, when I said that I didn't want to work no more. for nobody else. I'm going to work for myself. And so once I, started to take it seriously, I, started to really focus on my music and really get in the studio and put some work in, and I just stayed on the grind.
Yeah, and for listeners that don't know, Bounce is a subgenre of hip-hop. It's faster paced, it's call and response,
yes.
And people dance to it. You have dancers on stage with you.
Yes.
Demonstrating, if people don't know what to do.
Yes.
Twerking.
Yeah.
Whatever. So let me ask you a couple questions about twerking, since we all know about twerking.
It's just one of the vocabularies in the history of Bounce, twerking.
Right. So first of all, can anyone twerk?
Yes.
Do I need special equipment?
No.
Do I need special clothing?
Well, it would help if you have more comfortable clothing versus something that's really tight. So I do recommend that it's, loose joggers or something that you can move in and you feel really comfortable about it.
Now, I know there's the standing, sort of squatting, twerking.
Yes.
But there is also on all fours, kind of doing it in the air like in a sort of spread eagle push-up position.
Yes, and then you can put your legs on the wall and flip it and do it upside down.
Wait a second. If you're just starting out, a novice, should you start?
You should definitely start at home in the mirror.
Okay. Before you take it out to the clubs.
I mean, but I tell people all the time, mirror is your path to getting it right. You can see yourself in the mirror. You can see how you want your body to move. Everybody wants to look sexy when they're dancing. So that mirror will be, that reflection of yourself, how you will look in the club. So definitely use the mirror at home.
I do comedy, and I hate calling myself a female comedian. I prefer to say I'm a comic,
yes,
who just happens to be a woman.
Yes.
And you have said very clearly that, you're not a gay artist or a gay musician. You are an artist that happens to be gay. Why is that important to you specifically?
Because people always want to put us in a box. They always want to put us in a category separate from everybody else. First and foremost, I'm human. I'm a person. I am an artist. And I'm an artist who just so happened to be gay. So I tell people that all the time. It was an interview that came out, and they titled the interview Sissy Bounce,
right,
which kind of put all the Bounce artists in a certain category. But you had all these straight artists was saying, like, I don't do Sissy Bounce. So it started this big conflict in New Orleans where all the straight guys were thinking that we were trying to, change the name of Bounce music. No, it's all Bounce music together. We don't separate it. We're all equal. No matter if you're straight or gay. And that's how we look at it.
Were they saying the feel or sound of Sissy Bounce was different?
We just go a little bit harder and different. we're just more fierce with our sound. And I can't help that.
No, you can't. Congratulations on the fifth season of your Fuse television reality show.
Yes.
All about your life.
That's another blessing in my life, When season one started, I never would have thought that I would be at five seasons. I really, you know, work hard when we put out the show with the production company. And, you know, like, they invade my life for a few months. And it's, you know, a lot of work.
I can't even imagine just the logistics of that, where people, like, how do you live real life and get things done within that time period with cameras on you?
Well, that's the thing about my show. It was so real. They follow my real life.
Yeah.
And as I'm recording the show, I'm doing real things that's making my life changing, steady working on my career. So it's so fun to have it all documented at the same time.
But Big Frieda, I have to ask you, because there are situations where there are conversations between two people, whether it's your boyfriend, now husband, talking to your uncle, or it's your manager's talking, where you're not in the room. So are you watching the dailies and going, what are they saying?
I was.
Really?
Yes. Because Wednesday, what I like to do is I like to be surprised as the audience is being surprised.
Yeah.
You know, and I was shocked. I'm like, I'm pregnant? What? You know? So it was just like so funny just watching them two and, you know... It was just crazy.
Are you ever like, let's retake that moment from my life?
I do. I sometimes, definitely.
Really? And they're like, that's okay, we will retake it? Or do they go, no, that's how it is.
That's how it is, baby.
Oh, I love it.
Real TV.
Yeah.
So they want the juicy.
Now, I imagine it was a kind of cool moment in your recent past to get contacted by Beyonce.
Oh, my God. It was like
you're featured in Formation.
Yes. That was, you know, such a blessing for me when she called me up and was like, you know, telling me about the project and she wanted me to be a part of it. It was just like I was at home, I died and came back to life. You know, you don't usually get a call from Beyonce, you know, so...
So wait a second. Your phone rings, you look at the number.
Well, first it was her publicist called and said, Beyonce want to speak to you. Is it okay to give her the number? I'm like, is it okay? What the hell? Yes, like, call right now. Why didn't you let her call first? So she called and she was just like, you know, I have this project that I'm working on, Formation. I'm shooting everything in New Orleans, and I want you to be a part of it. So they sent me a little, very small snippet. It probably was like 12 seconds.
Yeah.
And it was like, don't tell nobody. Don't say this. Don't say this. Sign this. Sign that. I was like, okay. And so I went to the studio, me and my DJ, and I did like verses and... So I sent it to them, and they was like, just hold tight.
Wait a second. They were just like, improv, whatever you want?
Yeah, they was just okay. Like, whatever you want. Like, yeah. She just gave me the concept and, like, go off and do whatever you want. So she called back. She said, now, I love what you did. Now, give me some New Orleans stuff and just talk. And I just was like, I did not come to play with you hoes. I came to play, bitch. So... It just came out of her saying, like, now talk. And that's what I felt like saying.
You guys had some text exchanges as well, right?
I lost that phone child last week.
Are you kidding me?
I did, honestly, on the plane.
Well, I guess we just have to get Beyonce to text you some more.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's right. You got to keep it going.
Call some more text.
So after that video comes out and the song comes out and probably gathered a lot of new fans from that. How did you feel like it was a really pronounced change in your career?
People definitely, you know, everyone around the world saw a different change in my career. And my career steady is growing and only God knows where it goes from here. And I'm just like, I continue to stay humble. My job is to keep making all walks of life come together through the power of ass. And, you know, we all have a purpose in this world, and that's my purpose.
Big Frieda, can I ask you, would you be up for helping us with the Ask Me Another Challenge?
Sure.
All right. Yes. Big Frieda, everybody. Let's meet our next two contestants. Allie Harris, your crowning achievement is naming a nail polish color.
That is true. So my partner's dear friend from way back when happens to own a cosmetics company. He wanted something that was, you know, the idea of these very natural tones. And this one was very brassy looking and sparkly. And I said, Copperhead. And that was it.
Thank you, Ellie Harris. I appreciate your contribution to beauty culture. And your opponent is Abby Malone. Your crowning achievement is that you once ran into Paul McCartney.
Yes, I did.
Was he wearing Copperhead?
No, but he was only in a bathing suit.
He was only in a bathing suit? How long ago was this?
I mean, a few years
ago. Okay,
now.
A few years ago.
But I mean, he's still much my senior, but I still love him.
Yeah?
So much.
Well, your game is the music collaboration the world has been screaming for a long time. Big Frida plus Jonathan Coulton.
Finally. That's right, we have taken Big Frida's song, I Heard, and changed the lyrics to be about things that bounce. Or can be bounced on. Buzz in to guess what we are singing about, and the winner will go on to the final round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
These things are bouncy. Yeah, I heard these things are bouncy.
Yeah, I'm Frida. My wisdom you need is down in Australia. These mammals they breed to jump so high, it's 6 feet they need Their moms got pouches so babies can feed
Allie.
Kangaroo?
Kangaroo is correct.
I just want to interject to say this is one of the weirder experiences.
It's pretty surreal, I gotta
say. There's a lot of different things colliding at once, uh-huh. And I think it's creating love. I just want to let you know that.
I agree. Awesome. I agree.
Let in the club, cause they feel my reach. Yeah, I'm on the list, I don't need a screech. Security guy won't let you breach. I don't have an ID, bye Felicia.
Abby.
Bouncer.
Yeah, bouncer is correct.
Bouncer is correct.
Frida, do you still get ID'd when you go to clubs?
Hell no. Tired of that. He got fans in a poof or his dough. Piglet's nervous, he ain't eat awesome flow. Extreme optimism is MMO. What does he do best? You already know.
Abby.
T-I-double-gutter.
Yeah, extra points for the obscure way of saying his name.
Yeah.
Tigger from Winnie the Pooh.
I will score just like Steph Curry. On the court where dribbling is key. Orange sphere through the hoop it will be. I'll slam dunk. Just pass it to me.
Allie.
Basketball.
You got it.
Yeah. It's made of fabric stretched over a frame. And how does it work? Well, it's physics by name. Kinetic potential and energy the game. It jump up and down and springs to blame.
Allie.
Trampoline.
Yeah. Trampoline, that's right.
I got cash, yeah, loaded with dough. You are so broke, have nothing to show. Accounts overdrawn, yeah, your funds is low. A fee from the bank, cause them you gon' owe.
Allie.
Either a bounce check or a bounce limit.
Bounce check.
Bounce check is correct. Just say as many things as you think it might be, and if you get one of them, we'll give it to you. You start listing now. Ophira, how did our contestants do?
Congratulations. Allie, you will be moving on to our final round at the end of the show.
Before I go real quick,
yeah.
It says, Yeah, I'm Frida, you better believe her. Or you could just call me a worldwide diva. I had to show ya, you wouldn't believe her. Queen of this bounce shit, I started at Caesar. When I'm in Rome, they gave me my visa. I try to come home, they gave me my visa. You try to get on, well, I could teach ya. You're doing it wrong. Bye, Felicia. Yeah.
Big Frida's new book is called God Save the Queen Diva. Her show on Fuse is Big Frida, Queen of Bounce. Let's hear it one more time for Big Frida.
Thank y'all so much.
Calling all trivia divas and quiz queens. If you think you can conquer all subjects, apply to be a contestant on our show. Just go to amatickets.org and we'll give you the royal treatment. Coming up, we'll find out what you know about your home state. And hip-hop goes to the movies, nerd style. So stay tuned. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.